All right, guys, let's do a quick fantasy check-in on the Portland Trail Blazers. It's more of the same for this team. Damian Lillard's the 10th-ranked player over the last 2 weeks, just doing what he does. I think that's, you know, relatively commonplace, what you should be expecting from him on an ongoing basis. But a guy who is disappointing, I guess, is CJ McCollum. He is averaging 21 points per game over these last seven games, but still is outside the top 90, mainly because his free throws are down at 79%. His assists are well down, only 2.4 per game. He's never been a high rebounder or a high steal guy, and I wouldn't be expecting CJ to return to top 30 or top 40 value. I think he is an outside the top 50 sort of a player. There will be an improvement in his free throw percentage. So if there's any trade offer that comes in with someone assuming he's going to be a top 50 guy and you can get a top 50 player back, I would be doing that. The Chief Al-Farouq Aminu's in a nice little top 100 run at the moment. 10.5 for Aminu, 1.1 steals, 1.3 threes, but he's shooting 47%. So we know that that's going to dip, and that's going to push him to be the 160th ranked player for a period of time, and then he'll get hot again. We know this. We know he can be a 12-team league guy, but there are significant ups and downs with him. While Zach Collins started off the season really hot, is not that anymore. I think that's pretty clear to everybody that he is not a 12 or 14 team league guy, but I love this guy long term. He is a top 100 player at some point in the next two seasons, I believe. The numbers have really, really dipped off from him recently. Mo Harkless, we've seen a surge back from Mo. He started the last two games, played 30 minutes two games ago, but with Evan Turner back, it went back to minutes in the mid-20s. Now, he is that triple one sort of a threat, a shot-blocking wing who can get steals and hit threes, and that's where he can have some value in fantasy, but I think you're looking at him more as a 14 to 16 team league player more than anything else. While Yusuf Nurkic, the free throws are dipping a little bit, but still sitting at over 72%, which has been a real detriment to his game in previous seasons. He's putting up strong numbers, 14-9 with a steal, with a block, and those block numbers have some pretty significant room to grow. Not much else happening. We're not seeing anything from Anthony Simons or from Gary Trent Jr., and that was to be expected on a team like this with Nick Stauskas and Seth Curry taking up those bench guard roles for the Portland Trailblazers. Let's do a quick fantasy check-in now on the Sacramento Kings. Bogdan Bogdanovic is back from his knee injury. He's playing 30 minutes a night, and he is the 60th ranked player over the last 2 weeks. And it's not coming on crazy shooting. 41% from three, 43% from the field. He's averaging 18, 3.5, and 4 with 0.8 steals. There's no reason that Bogdan Bogdanovic can't keep up these numbers. And if we're honest, if he plays an extra 2 minutes per game, the top 50 is absolutely in reach for Bogdan. So he is a clear must-roster player. He's available in 28% of Yahoo leagues. Make sure he's not available in your one. De'Aaron Fox, that shooting, which was unsustainable to begin the season, has cooled off. It's gone pretty aggressively in the wrong direction, though. 37% from the field and 31% from three and just 76% from the line. Now, he's supplementing that with 8 assists and 1.7 steals, keeping him as a top 100 guy, but there was going to be some regression in those percentages. It's regressed hard, it's regressed past where it's probably going to end up, and expect some sort of normalization from Fox. Bagley's still dealing with this back injury, but his numbers are pretty strong. A top 90 player over the last 2 weeks. He's a must-roster guy. Well, Nemanja Bjelica, despite playing just 20 minutes a game over the last six games, is the 114th ranked player. Now, it's because he's shooting 61% from the field. That means that when that goes back to even 50%, then he is not even anywhere close to 12-team calculation. So you can drop Bjelica in all 10-team leagues and all 12-team leagues. After a really hot start, the dream is over for him. Buddy Hield's numbers are down, and that's mainly because his steal numbers are nowhere near where they were last season. His steal numbers had a huge spike last season. Over the last six games, he is at 0.2 steals per game, which is obviously not very good at all, and that's caused him to be the 136th ranked player. He is still a must-roster player, but as I talked about in the offseason ad nauseum, his ranking is going to be determined by whether he keeps a high steal rate or if it drops down, and that can be a 30, 40, 50 spot ranking swing for Hield. Cauley Stein also struggling, hitting just 31% of his free throws over the last six games, and that, of course, has dropped him outside the top 150. The minutes are also down, and while he's not a droppable guy in 12-team formats, in 10-team leagues, if you honestly appraise your roster, he's probably the worst guy on it. Harry Giles has shown some flashes. He's just not going to get consistent runs. Scalabissier is completely out of the discussions in Sacramento, and Justin Jackson's just not that good. So I don't see huge amounts changing for this team. Maybe some extra minutes for Bagley and Bogdanovic, and Cauley Stein's probably the wild card there as to what they do with his playing time as it has trended down over the last couple of games. It's fantasy check-in time for the San Antonio Spurs, a team that is struggling at the moment and a lot of blowouts coming their way, and that is impacting their fantasy performance. LaMarcus Aldridge's efficiency numbers, which had struggled to begin the season, they are starting to return to where they were in previous seasons. He has cracked back inside the top 50. Do not expect him to be the guy that he was last season. Couldn't stress that enough in the preseason, and I think we're seeing that play out now. But he is averaging 20-8, while DeMar DeRozan, who was moonlighting as a top 20 player to begin the season, I actually thought his numbers would decrease this season heading from Toronto. It didn't look that way to begin the season, but over the last 2 weeks, he's the 62nd ranked player. The assists have dropped. He's averaging 21.9 points with 5.5 assists, 49 and 81% to make him the 62nd ranked player. I think a 40 to 60 range is pretty realistic for DeRozan rather than that top 20 guy he was to begin the season. Rudy Gay's minutes are fluctuating. He's the 115th guy. In 10-10 leagues, I don't think you need to be holding on to Gay. And when the Spurs get blown out, it seems to be that Gay is the scapegoat. He's the new Danny Green. His consistency is not there. I don't really know what I guess the one thing in his favor is the Spurs have no small forwards. Unless they commit to those two guard backcourts and push DeRozan there, it is going to cause issues for Gay. And I think he should be considered a guy that is trending downwards. Jakob Poeltl is trending up, the 148th ranked player over the last 2 weeks. A lot of garbage time in that, and it's fueled by 78% shooting from the field, by far his best fantasy contribution in that time. But he's showing some flashes. Pau Gasol is going to be out for months. If there's any more garbage time situations, Poeltl's interesting, but he's more a 16-team league guy and not a consistent 12-team player. They've circled Davis Bertans and Dante Cunningham through the starting lineup. Bryn Forbes has been starting, but these are guys that you're looking at in 20-team leagues. You know, Forbes is hitting almost 2 threes per game, and he's the 241st ranked player. He just doesn't do anything in any of those other areas. But the name to watch, in my opinion, is Derek White, who has been very up and down, but the last 3 games have been solid. And I think that in 14-team leagues, I would go and add White, and in 12 teams, I'll just watch him for now. But I can see a scenario where he's playing 28 minutes a night consistently as he gets more confidence and the team gets more confidence in him, because we've seen those minutes push up the last 3 games, and then he would be a useful fantasy guy. The one thing that hasn't come from White yet are the blocks, which is something that he is able to do. So when that comes, the rankings will rise, I think, pretty significantly.